This episode is sponsored by our friends, the Liberty Podcast. For hundreds of years, the colony of Atreus has been cut off from humanity and endured generations of civil war. What remains is a gleaming city, and beyond its walls, a lawless expanse known as the Fringe. Pulled from his comfy armchair, Dr. Kovsky is now tasked with interviewing some of the scariest amoral citizens of the Fringe before they can kill and eat him, preferably in that order. The Liberty crew is also wrapping up production on a recorded playthrough of their free pen and paper RPG, a mix of audio drama and unscripted game hosted by Wayne June from Darkest Dungeon, and featuring NPCs with voices you'll recognize from The Walking Dead, Borderlands, Nancy Drew, and Duke Nukem. It's a crazy fun adventure inside a rich and immersive world. You can find it at libertyindoors.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. Hey folks, thanks for sticking with us through the hiatus. Ars Paradoxica will return with Season 3 in a few weeks. But for now, here's a fun, strange, slightly offensive little special we cooked up with the minds behind the Koch Brothers Mystery Show, the best serialized podcast starring septuagenarian billionaires who are also boy detectives. It makes sense in context. Without further ado, let's get a little weird.
From Ars Paradoxica and Whisperford Radio Stories on the air, but it's the internet now, it's Time Swimmers! Dateline, September 11th, 2003, A.D., Eastern Time. We find our hero and story protagonist, Dagmar Pumpernickel, locked in the basement of the Pentagon. That dastardly dunce George W. Bush has her tied to a waterboard. For nefarious waterboarding purposes, no doubt. What villainy awaits young Pumpernickel? Let's find out today on Time Swimmers!
Not so time swimming now, are you, suspected terrorist and story protagonist Dagmar Pumpernickel?
I told you, I don't know nothing about no time swimmers.
Savior Rich Character Tapestry is the daughter of an Italian mob boss who can't seem to separate herself from the family business while secretly harboring a desire to be a concert violinist for some other sucker. Or else my name ain't George W. Bush, President. And it's September 11th, 2003. And we're in the Pentagon. Are we all on the same page here?
Yes!
Good. So you'll start talking?
Never.
Bah. You know what they say. Waterboard you once, shame on me. Waterboard you, you're gonna get waterboarded again.
Hey, George W. Bush, why don't you pick on someone your own size?
I tried. That sneaky bastard keeps popping up in that weird window in my bathroom and copying my every move. Hey, wait a minute, who said that?
Xander Time of the Time Swimmers, at your service. Now unhand her.
Huh? Wasn't gonna cut her hands off for another couple of hours.
Christ, forget it! Yeah! Look! Woo! Yeah! Whoa!
Hey! Watch it, Hughes! He's cornering us!
Don't worry, look! The water in the basin is settling. It's smooth as glass, or...
Gasp! A mirror!
What the? You again? How'd you get out of my bathroom? Ah, I see you are trained in the ancient art of karate. But only one can be the master. Didn't see that coming, did you?
Let's go!
Hey, just who do you think yous are? And just what the heck is this place? Some kind of Vafangul time warp or something?
My name is Xander Time of the Time Swimmers. And yes, this is a time warp. Look, there's no time to explain. Get on the back of Peanut, the Time Dolphin!
Oh, I'm allergic to nuts. And fish.
Actually, I'm a mammal. And a legume.
Then giddy up, sea beast!
Welcome to scenic Costa Peruba in beautiful the year 9999 BC. This is the headquarters of the swashbuckling Time Defenders, the Time Swimmers, and I am Xander Time, their fearless leader. Are we all on the same page here?
Yes. This place is incredible.
Thanks. The design of the pyramids of Giza were based on our headquarters, except ours are way cooler.
They look pretty much the same.
Yeah, but ours has Ethan, who likes to hang out and skateboard in the abandoned swimming pool.
Radical!
Ethan just got sponsored by Red Bull, and he's only 13. He's so cool.
Well, I'm 160 in time years, but thanks for the compliment, Mr. T.
God, Ethan's so down to earth, even though he's so cool. I sure hope he doesn't die tragically in the coming Time Wars. Anyway, let's meet the rest of the Time Swimmers! Hey, Time Swimmers! Stop playing ping pong, practicing telekinesis, studying a high-tech virtual battle map, and other activities that both establish your role in the group and the culture of our organization during a quick horizontal panning shot. There's someone I'd like you to meet! Everyone, this is Dagmar Pumpernickel, story protagonist and sacrificial messiah of the Time Swimmers!
Wait, what?
Dagmar, this is Harriet Tubman, time badass.
Sup?
This is Marie Curie, time scientist.
I'm riddled with cancer.
This is Anorak, the one from the future with a time-swimming hyper-wheelchair.
You's from the future? And you need a wheelchair?
Yes, I caught a nasty case of polio when President Trump outlawed all vaccines.
Topical!
And Ethan, of course, who is super duper cool, but still so chill. And we hope against hope he isn't murdered in cold blood by the Time Sharks before being replaced by an identical archetype in subsequent adventures.
Fingers crossed!
Ethan, no! I'm going to dwell on your death for the next 15 seconds, then briefly mention how our victory is bittersweet at the very end of all this!
Clean up, on aisle Time Shark!
Blast! The Time Sharks! How'd you find the secret hideout of the Time Swimmers?
It's a giant interdimensional pyramid at the beginning of existence.
Subtlety is not our strong suit.
Well said, tumor-stricken Marie Curie.
Thanks, futuristic disabled boy.
Wait, who are the Time Sharks?
They're the dead-eyed rapscallions making trouble in their neighborhood. The neighborhood of time.
We meet again, Xander Tim.
It's Xander Time.
Are you sure it's not Xander Tim?
No, it's Xander Time and the Time Swimmers.
I could have sworn it was Xander Tim and the Tim Xanders.
That makes no sense.
You make no sense.
Your mom makes no sense.
Yeah, because she has advanced Alzheimer's and doesn't recognize me anymore.
That's really sad.
I know.
I feel kind of bad now.
Don't beat yourself up. We all say things we don't mean sometimes.
I hope your family has lots of photos and home videos from better times.
We do. When I show them to Mom, her eyes sometimes light up, and I think for a moment she remembers.
That's heartwarming.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I really need to get back to my waterboarding.
And I need to get back to my time boarding, which is to say, aborting time. Observe on your time screen the Mona Lisa. You notice anything different about her?
Well, she still has no eyebrows, just like Marie Curie.
I have radiation poisoning.
Wait. The Mona Lisa's bland, homely face. It's been replaced with a shark!
$1 million answer from $20 Tubman. Now take a look, Time Swimmers. All of history is becoming fishtery. The Dark Ages are now the Shark Ages. Tiger Woods is now Tiger Shark. Ancient Carthage is now ancient cartilage. 'Cause we don't have bones.
In that case, the Time Swimmers have a cartilage to pick with you.
Whoops, looks like we're getting our summons. If you want your precious time back, come get it. Time Sharks, roll out!
All right, set your watches to pursuit. It's time for a synchronized time swim.
A what?
The only way to travel through the transdimensional time stream is with an intricately choreographed routine.
Oh, like the Netflix series, The OA.
Just like that, but with more water and less horseshit.
Ready, Time Swimmers?
Ready.
Ready.
Sickly.
Time Swimmers, assemble!
Look, the Time Sharks are up ahead.
We can't outswim sharks. How will we catch up?
Ha-ha! Looks like we've got backup!
It's Peanut and her pod of time dolphins, Butter, Jelly, and Ryan Lochte! Climb on, everyone!
We're closing in! Break out your time guns!
I don't agree with the use of guns.
Don't worry. They're actually transdimensional plasma tools that teleport their targeted to a near-immediate future.
A near-immediate future where they're ripped apart by bullet holes.
Nice try, Time Swimmers. Who can play at shooting haphazardly at moving targets?
Oh no! Time Dolphin Ryan Lochte! He's never seen someone pointing a gun at him that wasn't a lie he made up. I'm losing control!
The Time Sharks are escaping through that time rift. Try to make it just a little bit longer.
Hold on to your time, Speedos, everyone. We're going through the ring!
We made it.
Not all of us.
Oh, no! Ryan Lochte!
Oh, no.
It's no use, Dagmar. Leave him be. If there's anything Ryan Lochte would have wanted, it's a slow, painful death. Right, let's go!
Please. No. Please. That's not true. Oh, God.
So where are we?
The real question is, why didn't I take more safety measures during my experiments?
And also, when are we?
Guys, check your time watches.
0 o'clock. That means
we're in the holiest place in all of time.
What's that?
Greenwich, England.
Well done, time swimmers. Welcome to Greenwich. You're in for a mean time.
Dang, now that was a solid one-liner.
Time sharks, attack!
Dagmar, take cover!
But I'm the protagonist!
Time swimmers, unleash your time abilities!
Watch out, Harriet Tubman! They're surrounding you!
Not for long.
What's happening to the ground?
You just got hit by an underground railroad.
Whoa! Every shark within a 15-foot radius is dropping dead!
Everyone who gets close to me dies. Just ask my family.
And now for my special ability.
Cool. Is that a sweet future sword?
No.
Oh, like it's magic or something.
Just a regular sword.
He can travel through time. He's got a hyper wheelchair. Can't spring for a cool sword.
Time shocks. Retreat.
Good job, team. We've got them on the time ropes.
Oh, damn, there's actual ropes!
Those aren't time ropes. Those are time strings!
And somebody's pulling them. Not pulling. Playing.
My time scanner's showing a mysterious woman.
My jealousy scanners indicate all her organs are working.
Greetings, time swimmers. Welcome to Greenwich. You fans of music?
The only music I'm a fan of is the sweet music of freedom. Which for me is someone saying, welcome to Canada, eh?
To me, nothing is more freeing than the music of the violin. And no violin is as freeing as mine.
Wait! Those giant strings are just part of a giant machine!
She's turned all of Greenwich into an enormous violin! Behold, my Stradivarius. By manipulating its strings, I can straddle various realities, picking and choosing my favorite parts and making them my own. Think of it as a giant time gun. Only the futures don't have to be bullet-related. My most recent shocking of history? That was just the beginning.
This woman's plans are just like our constant self-referential jokes. They have to be stopped.
I can't be stopped. I've already won.
Not if the time swimmers have anything to say about it.
Oh, right. I really should do something about that. How about... The time swimmers melt! They've disappeared! Indeed. I spliced into a reality where people don't have mouths. Plus side, everyone listens more. Downside, no 69. But why am I fine? Don't you see, Dagmar? A random protagonist chosen for seemingly no reason? I mean, I was getting waterboarded by George W. Bush, who does nothing but hamper the plot. Hey now, I didn't make a big deal of it, but I ruthlessly murdered numerous time sharks. Thrust into a situation she has no reason to be in? What's your point, lady? Yes, what is my point? Why am I saying this? Interesting questions. Just like, why were you being waterboarded in the first place? Or why was it mentioned you were an aspiring violinist at the very beginning of the journey, then never brought up again? Because the writers are hacks? Oh, most assuredly. But why else? Wait! Am I... you? And you are me? I am he as you are he and you are me and we are all together. Copyright Michael Jackson. We've done this countless times before, don't you remember? discovering that your arch-nemesis is a trans-dimensional version of yourself? Sound familiar?
Oh, yeah! Just like Bioshock Infinite!
No, this is nothing like Bioshock Infinite.
It sounds a lot like Bioshock Infinite.
It's not Bioshock Infinite!
I don't know, we're in a city, floating through space-time, arguing about the fate of the multiverse.
Stop yapping about Bioshock Infinite, and start yapping your final goodbyes.
What?!
Simple. If I am going to be queen of the multivoice, that means I must destroy every iteration of myself in every dimension. So listen closely to my Stradivarius as I play you your funeral dirge.
Oh, cripes! This sad music is so emotionally crippling I can't manage to move! And that transdimensional beam is headed right for me in a steady yet predictable pace!
Say goodbye, other me!
No!
Ryan Lochte! You jumped in front of that death ray! But how are you still alive?
My death was not quite drawn out enough. And plus, I realized that if someone was going to be completely wiped out of existence, I would want it to be me. Ryan Lochte.
That's beautiful.
Dagmar, quickly! Only you can save you from yourself.
That's surprisingly deep, Ryan Lochte.
They can't all be losers. Quickly, the death ray destroyed most of my body. But if there's one thing I'm good at, it's lying to the Brazilian police. Well, actually, I'm pretty bad at that. They figured out my bullshit almost immediately. God, I am really hungry. Have you ever had a breakfast chalupa? They're so good. What are we talking about? Oh yeah, if there's one thing I'm good at, it's dying slowly. Quick, grab my spine, Dagmar!
What?
It still has some ligaments on it. Use it as a bow! Be the violinist you mentioned wanting to be only once and pretty offhandedly at the beginning of your journey.
All right, I'll do it for you, Ryan Lochte.
No, don't do that. Do it for yourself. Jesus, fuck, this is agony.
I'm sorry, you told me to.
No, you're right. I'm good. It's cool.
All right, me. Prepare to meet your doom. No, you can't. Sorry, lady. Better Lochte next time.
Nice.
This is awful.
Yeah, this sucks.
Yeah, just because I'm an aspiring violinist doesn't mean I'm any good.
No, it can't be!
It can! All your worlds are crashing down on you. And Ryan Lochte.
No!
I am okay with this!
Dagmar, you've done it! Although this is a little bittersweet with Ethan dying. Enough of that! This is a celebration! Everything's returned to normal!
Even my radiation poisoning!
It was my pleasure, Time Swimmers. Now, if you don't mind, I have a waterboarding to get back to.
If you're trapped in the Pentagon with George Bush, time after time, if your role as protagonist needs a push, time after time, if your ham-fisted dream is the violin, time after time, if you meet the time sharks and cut off their fins, time after time, time after time, time after time.
Thanks for listening to Time Swimmers. This terrible story was by Daniel Manning and Tyler Pomponio, and written by Brad Einstein, Gary Pascal, and the Koch Brothers Mystery Show. You can find them at kochbrothersmysteryshow.com. Directed and produced under duress by Misha Stanton, who owes money to some bad people. In order of appearance, this adventure starred Kristen DiMercurio as Dagmar Pumpernickel and the Mysterious Woman, Lee Satterwhite as George W. Bush and Ethan, Ren Beeler as Xander Time, Zach Ehrlich as Peanut the Time Dolphin and Ryan Lochte the Time Dolphin, Alex Marshall Brown as Harriet Tubman, Katie Speed as Marie Curie, L. Jeffrey Moore as Anorak, and Dan Anderson as Time Shark Tommy. As I said in the pre-show, regular episodes of Ars Paradoxica will start again soon. Stay tuned to our social media feeds over the next couple of weeks at Ars Paradoxica for more info. And if you want to help support us making audio that makes you laugh, cry, and feel a little weird inside, head over to patreon.com/arsparadoxica and pledge to support us monthly. And finally, Time Swimmers was brought to you by the internet.
Ha ha ha! Yeah!
A product of the Whisper Forge.
Sound and story brought to life.
Of all the stupid shit I have done,